Welcome to this week's episode of Energy in Action. I'm your host, Stephanie. Our podcast is brought to you by our partner, MitoAction, and sponsors, Zogenics, Reneo, and Ultragenics. Here on Energy in Action, we talk all things Mito. Our goal is to be informative and entertaining. And today's episode is definitely on the entertaining side. We are meeting with the founders of Hear Your Song, Dan and Rebecca. Dan and Rebecca are Yale-trained musicians who have started a nonprofit organization to help children with rare and life-limiting diseases put their words to song. Sit back and enjoy this great conversation. I have Dan and Rebecca here with us today, and they are with Hear Your Song, which is an amazing nonprofit partnership that we have with MitoAction. And they approached us about helping our kids put their favorites, I guess would be the best way to say it, to melody and to song. And I am absolutely delighted to bring this opportunity to our community. So I'm going to turn this over to Dan and Rebecca, and they are going to tell us how Hear Your Song came to be and where it's going. So I'm really excited to have you guys on and tell everyone about your story.
We're really excited to be here. Thank you so much for having us. Dan, do you want to tell the origin story?
Yeah, so Hear Your Song began when we were sophomores at Yale University in 2014. I'm a composer and singer, and I was really looking for ways to sort of bring communities of musicians together on campus, not in a competitive way, but really just to share our talents and our skills with one another and sort of learn from each other, which was sort of where the idea of Hear Your Song came from, which originated with this idea of, could we work with kids who were facing serious illnesses, both in hospitals and in other facilities and outside of hospitals, living with chronic illness, and help them sort of tell their stories through song, write their own song lyrics, which could then be set to music. And I had, as a fifth grader, my fifth grade teacher started a partnership between my class and a pediatric residence program in Yonkers, New York, called Elizabeth Seton, where I had a buddy named Melissa when I was 10. And so that was the place that we went to first and we reached out to. And actually the very first, by total coincidence, the first lyric that we were shared was Melissa's. She was still there, and so we got to write music for her incredible lyric about looking for like a warm place to hang out with her friends, and that was someone that I had met like 10 years earlier, so it was just incredible it was a very fortuitous sort of meant to be moment.
Very fortuitous. So, wow. I didn't know prior to this conversation that this had such a deep root for you. That is a wow. So you were definitely destined to do this, so to speak. So this is okay. So keep going. Sorry.
Yeah. So Rebecca, do you want to take the story from there?
Sure. So yeah. So the very first Hear Your Song session was actually just me and Dan going together to It was just the two of us.
Yeah.
Going together to Elizabeth Seton and working with the residents there to write their own song lyrics, which we then took those lyrics back to our campus and our fellow musicians at Yale, and they really brought the lyrics to life. They came up with amazing melodies, sort of that really captured each kid's personality and imagination. And we knew it was the start of something really special. So we continued to develop Hear Your Song while we were in college. We formed a partnership also with the Yale New Haven Children's Hospital and trained as volunteers there and would go in person. Back when things were in person, we would go in person and work with pediatric patients at Yale New Haven Children's and would help them, again, write their own song lyrics about anything in the world that they wanted to write about. And They wrote songs about tennis, about ninjas, about Legos, about all kinds of things. And we would bring those lyrics back to campus and write and record songs for them. And so Hear Your Song really started as a campus-based organization, and it has stayed that sort of tight-knit community even as it's grown. So over the past year, Dan and I have expanded Hear Your Song to now we have 6 campus-based chapters, and also several partnerships with amazing organizations like Mito Action and some summer camps that serve kids with serious illnesses. And I think the great thing about it is that because it started on a campus and it was a really community-based project, we have stuck with that spirit of close-knit community. And even though we now have 6 chapters and I don't know, over 150 volunteers working with us, we still have that really close connection, both in the volunteer community and to the kids that we work with. That's sort of where we are now and how we got started.
Wow. So genres of music, have you guys gone the whole gamut from classical type music all the way up through, I'm just going to throw it out there, like rap? Like, do these
yes,
kids
we have
get...
done classical and rap. Yeah. So really the way that it works is when we have songwriting sessions with kids, we ask kids what they want their song to be like. That means what musical style, what genre of music, are there particular singers or artists that they want the song to sound like? Someone recently was like, I want early Taylor Swift. So like, it can get really specific. And then we also ask them about what instruments they want and sort of how many singers they want. So it's really up to them. Sometimes kids, if they want to, will also be part of like workshopping the melody or giving feedback as the song develops musically. We've done classical rap, bachata. Someone recently requested a heavy metal song for harpsichord and ukulele. So we were like, let's do it.
We did a Celtic rock song recently. Yeah. It's been it has really run the gamut. A
couple cool jazz tunes. Yeah. So really whatever kids bring to the table, we feel really lucky to have this community of musicians who can kind of do everything. And if we don't have someone who can do the thing the kid wants, we'll go and find someone who can. So that's one way that our community grows, is when we need someone with a particular musical specialty, then that becomes one of the things that we're able to provide.
Wow. I'm still stuck on the harpsichord and a ukulele. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that was it. He was writing a song about ninjas over the summer and he said, I want a heavy metal song, like really badly. And his mom in the background was like, you don't even like heavy metal. And he said, this is my only chance. I better take it now.
Oh my gosh, I love that. This is my only chance. Oh, I love that. That child is going to be absolutely wonderful at identifying his opportunities. I love that.
Yeah.
So once you get through the process and you worked with the kids and I love how you said you workshopped it through, and you present the music back to them, what's been some of the responses from the kids? I'm sure they're, because with kids, as we know, I mean, there's videos of it, of how unpredictable they are. So what have been some of the responses that you've gotten?
Well, we have gotten incredibly positive responses from kids and from families. Actually, something that's been kind of cool about this virtual model that we've developed over this year is that we've actually really been able to keep in touch with families. Some of them reach out to us on social media or to our email and send great responses. And we've also gotten video responses from kids. One amazing kid that we worked with who wrote the periodic table song, this epic 7.5 minute song all about chemistry and the periodic table. He has his own YouTube channel, and he made a video about writing the song and about his experience with Hear Your Song that he put on his YouTube channel, which is awesome. So there's been amazing response.
Yeah, one story that comes to mind when towards the beginning, when we were working at Yale New Haven in person while we were still in college, I helped lead a session with a teenage girl who wrote her song in Spanish, and it was really about her experience with illness and sort of the journey that she had taken and sort of what she had gone through. And we had a keyboard in the room, so we were able to kind of compose most of it with her. And then before we left, she asked if we could teach it to her mom, and then she could record a video of her mom singing it, which kind of was the, like, I mean, we then went on and did a recording of it for her, but I feel like that moment was kind of what she like wanted out of the song. She wanted this to be something that she shared with her mom, and really, I think because her mom had been there through her whole health experience, to really like share that, those words with her mom and make that a shared experience together, was really like one of the most beautiful sessions I've had, where it was really, we were creating an experience that they could really share in that moment.
Well, you're going to make me cry. Wow. That's so wonderful. And that's something that could never be replicated. That's amazing. I'm sorry, Rebecca, go on.
Oh, no. One other experience that has stuck with me that we talk about a lot when we're talking about the community building and the connections that Hear Your Song is able to create. So our very first partner, Elizabeth Seton Children's, as I mentioned, is a residential facility. And so kids are there, you know, living together. And so when we first worked with a group of kids there and wrote, maybe 7 or 8 songs for them and with them. Then we had the opportunity to go back several months later and visit with them. And they all knew one another's songs, and as did their aides and the music therapist who's there and the doctors who were there. They all knew the songs that the kids had written. And so Hear Your Song kind of became like the soundtrack of their life or their place where they were living. So it was a really beautiful moment. I love
that,
their
soundtrack. Oh my gosh, Rebecca, that is a great way to put it. It just, there are so many sounds that come in and out of a child's life who has a intense illness, and most of them bring on a PTSD type reaction. So to know that you guys are giving the counter offer to that is just, as a mom with a child of a rare disease, that is an amazing opportunity to have them be able to put something else together for their song, for their life soundtrack, I think. And I love that you said that they learned each other's songs. That's that makes me smile to think that they all kind of had their own little melody session and taught each other and just picked up on it, I'm sure, from hearing it. So in our pre-recording sessions, you had mentioned that you guys have released and published 125 individual songs at this point. Is that about correct?
That's about right.
And what do you think the average age of your partners are for your kids? Are they in their teens? Are we talking, you know, grade schoolers?
Yeah, so we usually work with about age 6 to the end of high school. And I'd say we've really worked with kind of kind of across that range. So probably the average is like right in the middle. So like 10 to 12, I would say, is where a lot of our kids fall. But it's really exciting also just to hear how kids sort of describe themselves and sort of share their worlds from like really young until sort of they're becoming young adults, mm-hmm. And sort of looking for more opportunities to sort of define who they are and sort of take ownership over their identities is really cool to kind of follow kids on that journey. And I hope we'll have the chance over years to like work with some kids from when they're really young until they get older. And we'd love in the future to have kids who have written songs with us go on to college and then start their own college chapters would be like the dream, to have kids who have written songs then become leaders of the Hear Your Song themselves.
That sounds amazing. I never even thought of that continuation. So coming from a person who's completely tone deaf, couldn't carry a melody if you strapped it to me, could I be a leader of Hear Your Song and just be the administrative person to collect and find and collaborate, but not necessarily be musically inclined myself?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, something that is really amazing about Hear Your Song is that we need people with all different skill sets. And so at our campus chapters, we have leadership, people in leadership positions who are music majors. We have people who are pre-med. Some of them no musical experience. Some of them have, you know, are music minors or they just like to play music. So it really kind of runs the gamut of people with all of these different skill sets. And, you know, even, I mean, I'm a musical person, I'm a singer and I play the violin, but I'm not a composer or a songwriter. And I've led lyric writing sessions with kids before and have actually kind of been able to develop some songwriting skills or at least help kids shape their ideas into songs. So it's definitely open to everyone.
Wow. So where are your other six chapters?
So our chapters are at Yale University, Dartmouth College, CUNY Hunter College, Wellesley College, Smith College, and then we have one high school chapter at Hunter College High School in New York City. And there's a few others sort of in the works where we've connected with students at a number of campuses who are excited about sort of getting the word out to their communities and recruiting folks. So it's been really just thrilling to see these incredible student leaders reach out to us with some of their like own really creative ideas and then to really bring it to their communities in a way that really fits whatever their community is, and just to see their excitement has been so wonderful.
I love that opportunity. I went to a small liberal arts school here in the Twin Cities and we had a strong choral group, and my sister and her kids went to liberal arts school in Iowa, and they have a very strong internationally traveled choral choir and symphony. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that would just resonate with those student populations beyond. So anyway, I'll just put that in the back of my head for a while. So let's go over what the opportunity is for the Mito Action kids. How do they get to be involved and how can they have their song created?
Yes, yeah, so we have coming up actually just at the end of this week, we have two webinars that families can attend, which are just info sessions about Hear Your Song and sort of giving a little taste of what a songwriting session might be like. And then we'll be sending out signups. So in March, I think the first 3 weeks of March, we're going to have a bunch of songwriting sessions, and we're going to base it on interest. So there, right now, we don't have a cap on on who can join. We're going to sort of see who's interested and go from there. So don't despair if you're late to hearing about Hear Your Song. We're excited to work with as many Mito Action families as possible.
We talked about it on our young adult well, teen group yesterday, and it became quite the buzz and quite the chatter. So we're very excited to see what comes of that. They just were all, you'll have to let us know if your website saw any uptick in people going to it, because they were very excited about it. And they loved that it was a new opportunity, and that they, the way that we described it to them is that they get to really control the process of helping to shape their lyrics. And like you said, if you want a Celtic rock song, we'll get it there, however it's going to come out. So I love that it's not that somebody just gives you the words and then you decide if it's going to be a country song or early Taylor Swift or however you want to phrase it. The kids really get to drive the whole process, and you are just there to facilitate that. And again, in a world for kids, and I'm sure you've experienced this, with serious illness, there isn't a lot they get to control. And so to give them this opportunity that's so close to their heart, I think is just so empowering for them. And what a gift for the families to have, and to be able to just have that forever as part of their story. I marvel at this, and I can't imagine how you guys came up with this. I'm sure it was one of those Nirvana aha moments, but I'm super glad that you did. You sent me a couple of tracks that I'm going to play of some of the songs, so kids get or people listening to the podcast get an idea. The first one is Ellie. Is there anything I need to say about Ellie, or should I just go ahead and play it?
Yeah, well, Ellie's is actually a great story. So this song, Ellie, we worked with over the summer at Double H Ranch Camp. And she not only wrote the lyrics, but also then sent us a video of herself singing the melody. So Ethan, who the composer we worked with, just took her melody and created an arrangement for it. So this is Ellie's own lyrics and music. And in fact, we sent her a first draft, and she wrote back and was like, actually, I like it to be slowed down and like with a different voice singing. So she gave us a lot of feedback, but she really had like a clear vision of what she wanted it to be. And we wanted to really honor that. So we sent her a whole new version, which you're about to hear a clip of. And she wrote us back a letter and said, that's the one. So we like really, really work hard to make sure that whatever we're putting out is something that the kids will be proud of and feel like it's theirs and it's what they imagined, or maybe what they imagined plus like a little extra musical magic that they couldn't have imagined.
Definitely. Okay, so, and how old is Ellie? Do you remember?
I think she's about 11.
11, okay. Well, 11, and she knew what musical attribute she wanted. That's amazing. Okay, so let's hear from Ellie here.
Sing it, sing it, sing it. I got freedom and I got music. And you can't spell music without you. 'Cause I got a love for music. Yeah, I got a love for music. Yeah, I got a love for music. I'm not letting go.
And yeah, that was the winning edition, right? That was the one where she said yes.
Yes, that's the one that went through, yeah.
Excellent. I love that. That was the one that made the final edits. Okay, and now this one is, and I hope I say the name correctly again, Kirian?
I think it's Corinne.
Corinne. I'm sorry. I don't know why I want to put a Minnesota extra syllable in there. And what do we know? Okay, what can you tell me about this young composer?
Yeah, so I led the session with Corinne, and I actually wrote the music for this one. It was probably in November, and she wanted to write a holiday song. She's a big fan of like Michael Bublé jazz Christmas albums. And she actually sent me some like big band YouTube videos that she like wanted the song to sound like. And she did amazing lyric writing on this. She has some really, in the chorus you'll hear she rhymes like, we decorate the trees and with my favorite season, so like some like tricky rhymes, like clever treason, season. Oh. I know she took some like really big risks on this, and I am a composer, but I haven't really written jazz music before. But I was like, if she took a big risk, I love this song. I really want to take a risk on it. So I don't usually compose many of our songs because we have so many amazing composers, but this one I felt like I really wanted to attempt. So I found some incredible musicians to bring to life what the music I had written and the words that she had written.
And how old was this young girl?
Corinne is 14, I believe. Okay. And you'll hear there's drums, guitar, piano,
saxophone.
And two saxophones.
Wow. Okay. I'm excited to hear this one.
Snowboarding and sledding are fun to do outside. Then we go caroling on the curbside. The temperature drops, which means it's time to stop. So bundle up and drink cha cha cha. Winter is my favorite season because of all the Christmas trees. We decorate the tree and then we get to eat 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and.
I think you completely nailed what she wanted. I completely 100% felt the Michael Bublé vibe in there.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh. That was so good. And you're right. Very clever lyric writing and using hopefully I'm saying this right, the melody to kind of make the words slide into their rhymes. I loved that. Oh, and how was her reaction to that?
She was so excited to hear her song. She actually had written a song with us earlier in the summer using some like inspired by Hamilton about cooking. So we got to work with her a couple times, and hopefully we'll get to work with her again. I should also just mention for people who want to hear the whole songs, if you go to our YouTube channel, you'll see that we do lyric videos for every song now. So if you work with us through Mito Action, you'll not only get the finished song, but also a video sort of illustrating your song as well.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's something new. Oh, I love that. And your YouTube channel, is that under Hear Your Song or HYS?
Yeah, Hear Your Song. Hear Your Song on YouTube, you'll see a little orange circle is our logo.
Excellent. And where can our listeners find the Periodic Table song? Is that on your YouTube channel or your website or both?
It's on both. Okay. So you can explore. Actually, if you go to our website, hearyoursong.org, we have a little sort of special page that walks through Jackson's process of writing the Periodic Table song, because we wanted to kind of give people a chance to see how the whole lyric writing and songwriting process goes for one kid. So you can go to our website and then click on our menu, the story of a song page on hearyoursong.org, and you'll be able to hear the full Periodic Table song and also get to know Jackson, the lyricist, a little bit better too.
Oh man, I am excited to go and do that. That sounds amazing. Okay, so to recap, we're gonna have a couple of webinars for our kids at Mito Action and their families to listen, how they can participate. And then we just need them to stay alert and attuned to our emails, and they will get sign up opportunities to sign up with you and your amazing repertoire of folks to put together their songs. And then how long will it take for them to get their finished piece back?
Yeah, so we our turnaround time is between 4 to 6 weeks. We're actually really excited to kind of present some of these songs at 2 Mito Action events in May and in July. I think that's yep. right. You'll correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
and so at those events, we're gonna share some Hear Your Song songs, of course, with permission of kids and families. So they'll definitely be getting them by then.
Wow.
We should also. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna add that from the beginning, we've worked with kids who are nonverbal or who have assistive or augmentative devices for communication. So we just want to make sure that families know that whatever sort of communication needs their kids have, that we're able to accommodate anything, and that we're excited to sort of support kids however they need, individualized breakout rooms, sessions, whatever kids need to best support their creativity, we'll make it happen.
You guys are like every music therapist dream come true, because we all know just how music affects everybody's well-being, and to know that all are included and we'll just figure it out should just really be the map of the world. But to hear that right now, and again, many of our kids in the Mito community don't have that opportunity. They are definitely excluded. So even if their help needs to come from a sibling or a parent to help articulate what they need, I think that's amazing that they get to still participate. So thank you for thinking of that and being mindful that sometimes everybody needs just a little extra support. And if we all had the right supports in place, we'd all be super successful. So, you know, it's not just kids with serious illnesses, it's just everybody and being supportive. So, wow, I am so excited for this partnership. I can't wait to hear what some of our kids are gonna compose, because they're all, well, like so cliche, they're all so different, but it'll be so fun to hear all of this come through. I'm just so excited. So thank you guys so much for being a partner with us at Mito Action, and I look forward to working with you guys and seeing how we can move this along. And who knows, we have partnerships in Spain, so you guys just might be going international, so brush up on your brush up on your other languages.
Amazing. Well, we're so excited to partner with Mito Action and to meet all of these new young songwriters and lyricists that we're going to get to meet over the next, you know, month or so. So
it will be fun for everyone, I'm sure. Thank you guys so much. Talk with
Thank you
soon.
Stephanie.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this week's episode of Energy in Action. Remember to give us a 5-star rating on your listening app to help boost us up to the top of the charts. This show was brought to you by Mito Action, Zogenix, Reneo, and Ultragenix. Be sure to tune in next week for all things Mito. This is your host, Stephanie.